Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. Beta-blocking agents attach to beta receptors to inhibit, or block, the effects of epinephrine and norepinephrine in the body. Because beta receptors are found throughout the body, administration of beta blockers affect more than just the heart. For this reason, ACLS doesn't go into a lot of detail on beta blocker use. Today, we'll cover some of the basic information that an ACLS provider should know as today's PASS ACLS tip topic. Beta receptors are adrenergic, meaning that they are stimulated by hormones released by the adrenal gland, primarily epinephrine, or adrenaline, and norepinephrine. Beta receptors are located throughout the body, but the receptors that we focus on for ACLS are beta-1 receptors found in the heart. Beta-2 affects the lungs, and beta-3 smooth muscle. Stimulation of beta-1 receptors have both a chronotropic and inotropic effect, meaning that it speeds up the heart rate as well as making it contract more forcefully. For purposes of your ACLS class, two of the core algorithms state to consider the use of beta blockers. In the acute coronary syndrome, or ACS, algorithm, beta blockers may be considered after aspirin, oxygen, nitro, and morphine, and in the tachycardia algorithm, after adenosine for stable patients. In the case of ACS or STEMI, beta blockers help to decrease the workload of the heart. This may be helpful for patients experiencing ischemia with tachycardia. It could be harmful for patients that already have decreased cardiac output, bradycardia, or a heart block. The ACLS recommendation for the use of beta blockers for ACS is to obtain an expert consultation before using. In your MegaCode scenario, if you have an ACS patient and you've already done Mona, you can simply say, "At this time, I would consult with an expert on the possible use of a beta blocker." Beta blockers are contraindicated if our patient has bradycardia, a heart block, or signs of cardiogenic shock, CHF, or bronchospasms. Beta blockers are also suggested for consideration in the stable tachycardia algorithm refractory to vagal maneuvers and adenosine. Beta blockers slow conduction through the AV node and the transfer of potassium across the cell membranes, slowing down the heart. A beta blocker or calcium channel blocker should be considered for patients that have a heart rate over 150 and are not responsive to vagal maneuvers and adenosine. Because beta blockers slow conduction through the AV node, a first-degree heart block may be seen on the ECG after administration. Beta blockers should not be used in patients with a heart block, signs of CHF, or bronchospasms. Again, you don't need to be familiar with specific beta blocker medications and their doses during your ACLS class. You do need to know that they may be indicated in the treatment of ACS and tachycardia. If you'd like more information on beta blockers, check out the pod resource page at passacls.com. I've posted links to some of my favorite podcasts that cover ACLS-related topics, including episodes of the Coffee Break HEMS podcast that discuss beta blockers' mechanism of action and why they should be used with caution in some patients. I hope that you found this review of beta blockers helpful. If so, consider leaving a 5-star review or giving PASS ACLS a shout-out on social media. I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.